Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with Tim Crowley about a huge lithium project up at Thacker Pass in Humboldt County. He's the VP of Government Affairs and Community Relations with Lithium Nevada. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are delighted to welcome back to the program. We have to drag him in here. My good friend Tim Crowley. He is Vice President of Government and Community Relations for Lithium Nevada. You have a huge project up in Thacker Pass, up in Humboldt County. Let's start out and talk about what the project is and what it means in terms of lithium supply and why lithium is so important.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's always great to talk to you, whether it's on your show or just seeing you around town.
Thank you.
I am working for Lithium Nevada and really delighted to be a part of this project, the Thacker Pass project. It's important for Nevada. It's important for our country. And it's moving forward. We're building a project that we're all going to be, I hope, very proud of. I know I certainly am. And the reason why is because it's the largest and most advanced lithium project in the United States. The lithium production in the United States is minimal. We produce less than 2%, closer to 1% of world supply of lithium. And we do that at a time when lithium demand is going through the roof. Right now, lithium demand is projected to increase by 3 times in the next 3-4 years. That's a really short time frame to triple your production, and the U.S. demand is projected to grow to be equal to that of global demand in about a decade. So if you wrap your mind around that, all of the battery utilization in Asia, in Europe, and the rest of the world, all of that utilization is going to exist in our country within just 10 years. And we're not prepared to furnish all of that lithium. But this project's going to help tremendously, and it's going to put meaningful and profound amounts of lithium mineral and lithium chemicals so that they can be turned into lithium ion batteries and ultimately used in all of the things we use every day, our toothbrushes and our cell phones and our laptops, but then also the vast growth in electric vehicles. which is coming. It's profound, and it has a great, it has the most profound impact on bringing down our carbon footprint. But then also, it's important to remember that our renewable energy industry, which is expanding also at a very rapid clip, can't be successful with it without storage. It can't be dependable and base load power unless you can store it. And that all depends on lithium. The common thread to all of these new technologies that'll bring down our carbon footprint is lithium.
All right, so with all that stated, right now we're relying on China for a lot of that production. And with the relationship between the United States and China at this point, and perhaps China and a good chunk of the rest of the world, this is now gone from just being a mining issue and a lithium issue to an issue of national security and beyond. How many different levels of the federal government is Lithium Nevada dealing with in terms of need?
Well, you're absolutely right. We're completely dependent on foreign sources of lithium, and it's worse than you might just imagine. We're not just going to China predominantly and saying, hey, supply us with our materials. These materials are shipped all around the world, sometimes a couple times before they get here. So not only does that create a dependence on others to fulfill the products we need, but the carbon footprint of just moving it from one place to another negates the need for that somewhat, the need for that mineral.
This is kind of ironic.
It's ironic and it's wrong. So today, most of the lithium minerals are mined and extracted through brines in South America or through hard rock in Australia. And then those solutions are sent to China and Asia, and then they're turned into chemicals. The chemicals are then shipped elsewhere sometimes to be turned into cathodes, and then those cathodes come to places like Nevada to be at the Tesla Panasonic Gigafactory to be turned into batteries that are spec'd specifically for the things we need. And we have the ability in the state of Nevada to streamline that supply chain, which is good for the environment, but it's also good for our national security. We become less dependent on foreign sources at a time when we're heading toward a supply deficit. So within just a couple years, we are going to be short on supply. So if U.S. auto manufacturers and battery pack manufacturers for our home energy storage needs need this supply, they are going to have a hard time without our project and others in the U.S. to get it here in the United States. And then they're going to rely on the political whims of other people to say, yeah, we've decided to allow some of our materials to make it to the United States.
And like I said, you know, the Department of Defense is looking at this and saying this is an issue of national security.
Yeah.
Brad Kroll was on the program representing the state and saying that there's a great opportunity for Nevada in this field. I'm sure, and saying that even though there are issues, and we'll get to those in a couple of minutes, with the Thacker Pass project, that he felt that there were answers to all the questions that were being raised. So is he right that economically this is a good deal for Nevada?
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
I figured you were going to say that, but I wanted to ask the question anyway.
It would have shocked you if I said, no, Brad's wrong. No, it's the benefits to the state of Nevada are profound.
In what way?
Well, in a variety of ways. One is jobs.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you as we go here because
sure.
There's so much to unpack here. About 1,000 construction jobs alone, right?
Right, that's exactly right. And that's not all at one point. There won't be 1,000 people at our site at one point, but over this 21-month, two-year period of building this project, we'll rely on 1,000 different people to make it happen. And then once it's up and running, we're going to ramp up to a workforce of 300 permanent people.
Which for Humboldt County is a large number.
Well, that's a really good point. I think those 300 jobs are important to the state. It's a great number, and to throw it out there and say 300 jobs, it sounds good. We're coming out of another downturn. We've been through so many ups and downs, and it'll help with that recovery. But then if you look at the impact of those 300 jobs in Humboldt County, the benefit is even greater. We're 50 miles away from the drive from the Fort McDermitt tribe, and that's a place where getting a job that pays roughly twice the state average is hard to come by. But we're going to provide those jobs, and there's great interest at that tribe and in that community for our jobs. We've already had 40 tribal members express interest in jobs with us. We've initiated a program with some others in Humboldt County and Great Basin College to do some pre-training, some pre-qualification for construction jobs that'll ultimately roll into mining jobs and manufacturing jobs. It's a program called Build Nevada, and it's happening right now. And we're providing these courses at Fort McDermitt, in the town of McDermitt, in Winnemucca, and in some of the other surrounding areas.
Okay, we'll get into this and some of the other things that are going on surrounding this after this break.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Crowley. He's the Vice President of Government and Community Relations for Lithium Nevada. They're building the lithium site out at Thacker Pass up in Humboldt County, which is going to be a huge provider of lithium. You were talking about Native American tribes, and obviously I have to bring up the fact that even though there was a lot of interest from Native American tribes in the area, to work and get jobs at Thacker Pass, there has been, you know, some negative response in recent weeks to this, according to published reports, and environmental groups have also been objecting to this. And there's an irony, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm pro lithium, I'm pro clean energy, but there's got to be a trade-off somewhere along the line. What are the complaints that you're receiving? And Brad Krell said that he sees problems from the state's point of view, but that they are solvable. So would you go through the list of things here of what the objections have come up, where they have come from, and why the state thinks they're resolvable?
Well, we're prepared, and we've always been prepared for questions to be asked about our project. People need to be familiar with what's happening in their communities and in their state, and so it's fair for people to ask the tough questions, and in fact, those tough questions make us better at what we do, and we're striving to be as close to perfect as we possibly can. We've been working on this project for more than 10 years. We've engaged with the communities and with the state throughout that entire process, and it makes sense that people say, well, wait a minute, what about A, B, and C? And the things that they've asked about are our air emissions, and we're so proud of the project that we're developing, and that's just one of the examples. Is we've designed a plant that is going to keep our air emissions down to roughly the same as a Super Duty Ford pickup, a diesel pickup. And we've gone that extra step to make sure that our scrubber technologies keeps that area pristine. They've asked about water and water consumption, and we're in that regard as well. We think we've gone above and beyond what's required of us by investing in significant recycling technologies to make sure that the process water we use inside in our process is used over and over and over
again. Okay, and do you have water rights or?
Yeah.
Do you need water rights?
Yeah, we have water rights for phase one. It's going to require 2,600 acre feet. And the way we got that water is by purchasing a ranch in Orvada, which is the nearest community to our project.
Potato country.
It's alfalfa. But okay. I wouldn't doubt if there's some potatoes there too. Winnemucca Farms is all throughout Humboldt County. But in our case, what we've done is taken a farm that was producing alfalfa. It's producing alfalfa today. The water that we're going to use in the future today is irrigating alfalfa, and we're just going to convert it. That pumping on the alfalfa pivots will stop, and it will start at our process. And then we've also had an arrangement with a rancher farmer who is getting out of the alfalfa business and just focusing on ranching. And he's going to stop farming his alfalfa as well, and we're buying his water rights to do that. So the water pumping that is going to happen in that Quinn River Basin isn't going up. In fact, it's going down by 22%, maybe it's 23%, because when you convert from agriculture to mining uses, the state requires you to forfeit 22% of it. So pumping in that area is going to go down, not up.
Okay, so it won't affect the water table then?
It will not affect the water table, and it won't affect people's ability to use their water. The one effect is that you have a cone of depression where you pump in one area. It's like putting a straw into the ground and you're sucking it up. We're going to stop that pumping and we're going to move it to another area, and so that cone of depression is going to move from one side of the valley to another side of the valley, but it won't materially impact any of the other users in that area.
Some of the ranchers have complained that their way of life is going to change. How do you answer those kind of questions?
Yeah, that is the main issue that we hear from locals in that area. If you go to Winnemucca, the familiarity with what we're doing in this and a mining chemical manufacturing project like ours is familiar, and there's a great excitement about our project. But as you move closer to where we're actually going to build this, in this town, the familiarity with a mining project is less. And what they do know in that area stems to two legacy mines that predated all modern environmental regulations, which really started to come into effect in 1990. So these are two old properties, and so they associate us with that kind of a project, which is absolutely not what we're building. We're building a tremendously responsible project. And so what we hear from that community around Orvada is that they like their lifestyle, and we completely appreciate that. We understand why, and they don't want it to change. So to their credit, they've put together a community group that meets, for a while it was meeting almost every week. Now it's down to about once a month, with a working group that meets every other week. And we're engaged in that process. We attend those meetings every time, and it allows us to dig deeper into the issues of their culture and how we can work with them to not impact it, to minimize any impacts. Now, yeah, there will be change in Orvada, there will be, but we wanna make sure that we're not driving that change, that if we have a decision to say, put in some temporary housing, it's not going to be in Orvada, because the community has said, we don't want it here. No problem. That the housing issues that we're addressing are going to be in Winnemucca, where the community has said just the opposite. We want that.
So that'll be more like Elko and Eureka, where you'll be bussing people in.
We are.
Rather than having them located literally where the mine is.
That's exactly right, and it makes more sense. The infrastructure is in place for the families of our communities to live in Winnemucca and have the services that they need, and the restaurants. That infrastructure is there, and they're accustomed to that that workforce and that growth in employment base. But there are people in the Orvada area that are looking forward to this project. And in fact, I'll just give you an example. We've talked to all of the ranchers. We've made an effort to talk to them individually, go door to door and introduce ourselves and start to build a relationship. And what we found in a lot of cases is that they have families. They've been there for, in many cases, generations. But it's hard to support the next generation down and the next generation down in ranching and farming, especially because, you know, two people have four kids, and then before too long you're feeding six people, and then they have kids, and it just that growth is hard to sustain. And so one farmer, rancher I talked to, she and her mother, who's the great grandmother, there's four generations. They don't see the younger two generations much. They've all left that area, and they look at our project as an opportunity not only to bring their family back, but also to supplement their incomes, which are under pressure from the drought, I should say. It's just, they're having a hard time making a go of it in the ranching community, even though they've done that for generations. Now more than ever, their cattle aren't finding the natural feed that they need, so they're supplementing them with purchased alfalfa early,
very expensive.
It's very expensive and it's very hard on them. So we will provide an opportunity for them to have jobs that will support them.
All right, more on Thacker Pass after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Tim Crowley. He is Vice President of Government and Community Relations for Lithium Nevada. And this is a project we're going to be following over time because personally I'm very excited about it. But I do want to go back to the Native American tribes in the area. There have been concerns. Are they being riled up by environmental groups? Because as you said, there was excitement about the project before, and now there seems to be some pulling back from that group.
There's still excitement about the project. It just depends on who you talk to. And there are groups that are asking really tough questions. And like I mentioned earlier, those tough questions make us stronger. We have to be able to engage with all interested parties and answer the questions. So our goal is to be as respectful as we possibly can to the indigenous populations, to the Native Americans. And we need to embark on, in fact, we're obligated to do some cultural work at our site. It's on less than a half acre of land. to do discovery on artifacts that we've identified through an anthropological company we hired did over several years. They did an analysis, and what they found is that there are obsidian tool remnants in that area. There are artifacts from the Civilian Conservation Corps as they move through the area. And then there's just some old pioneering artifacts. And so there's some discovery that has to happen on 21 sites that together make up about half a football field. And the Fort McDermitt tribe has done consultation with the BLM on this project. They're going to be a part of that work. They're going to be on the ground monitoring that work to make sure that it's done appropriately and respectfully. And that's how it should be. And we're delighted to be working with them. And the contractor that will actually do that work is pleased to be working with them.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it for now. But sure. Want to have you come back throughout this project and tell us more, because we need the lithium. There's no doubt about it. And so it has to work for everybody. Thank you for being here, Tim Crowley.
Thanks
Always
for having
a pleasure,
me.
My friend.
Pleasure for me, too. Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.